thank all of you for coming here today. We really appreciate your attendance. Before I start into my bit, I want to introduce the commissioner from your area, Commissioner Ford.
Thank you. Since my your area, I'm the most northern of the commissioners. I actually have a home in Yolo County. I'm a farmer there. Plus, I have a bookstore in Sacramento, but I am the most northern of the commissioners. I want to repeat Commissioner Antheis, welcome. This is a very important process, and actually it's a very historic one. For the last 200 years, our legislative districts have been drawn by those who have a vested interest in how they're drawn, the politicians. In 2008, however, the public of California decided that was not the way they wanted their districts drawn anymore. They wanted to change the situation where the politicians pick their voters to a place where the voters get to pick their politicians, and that's a change. So the Citizens Commission was enacted in 2008 and 2010. Prop 20 added the congressional seats. So this body of 14 are going to go throughout the state. We have a whole series of meetings. We have input meetings, pre-map input meetings. Then the way the process will work over the rest of the summer, and we invite you to make comments at any time during the summer that this process is going on. We're going to come up with a set of draft maps after the input meetings throughout the state. Those maps will be out early in June, around June 10th. They'll come out. We'll come back to every region. There are 9 regions in the state. I should go back. It's historic because this is the first time in the country, in the history of the country, that a citizen's body is drawing the lines with the final authority. We're not reviewed by the legislature. The courts can review us, but we're it. And so that is such a change where the politicians don't get to draw the lines. So that's why this is such an historic thing, and it's an experiment to see if this works. And it only works if the public participates and if we keep the process completely transparent, because we want to come up with fair districts and districts that you think are fair. Thank you.
Okay, at this point, I would like to ask Mr. Andy Vasquez, who is our host here. I want to thank him very much for allowing us to be here. And I know, is it County Supervisor Vasquez, that you'd like to tell us a little bit about your fair city?
I'm not going to win any foot races, but I'd like to thank you very much, thank the commission for the job you're doing. For the first time in California history, a citizen 14-person commission will draw the district lines. We as citizens hope that you'll listen to our concerns about our communities and possibly apply common sense to any district boundaries. Unlike any counties in the state, you and Sutter share assets to arrive at logical solutions to solve common problems. Unlike other counties, we share a hospital, a cancer center, a juvenile hall, Camp Singer, and Health and Human Services. It's Yuba Sutter Health and Human Services. It's not Yuba County. It's not Sutter County. We also share an In-N-Out and Peachtree Golf Course. We communicate across the river. We work toward common goals. We cooperate. What we do need is we need a common voice in the California Assembly. Now, I was asked an interesting question of what's the difference between Sacramento and Yuba County? Well, one is urban, one is rural. And to show you that, I gave you a wall map that lays out Yuba County. Yuba County has every climate in California except for desert, and we consider that wheatland. But I'm going to get stoned on the way out here. I also gave you a DVD of Yuba
County. Point introduce our commissioners who are up on this dais. I want you to briefly just tell you, is it on?
Yeah, start down.
We'll start on the left-hand side, on my far left, and work our way to the right.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Angelo Anchetta. I am from San Francisco. This is actually a very interesting trip for me because I haven't been in this area, I think, for about 30 years, but I actually spent a lot of time in my youth in Yuba City, because my uncle and his family were farmers there. And I'm remembering now, I learned to ride a bicycle for the first time here in Yuba City, and have visited Marysville as well. So it's really very interesting for me to come back, and I'm hoping to have a little bit of time to actually visit the city.
Good afternoon. My name is Peter Yao. My home is in a city called City of Claremont, about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. I'm retired from my career in engineering, went to school at UC Berkeley, and worked 35 years for an aerospace firm. Initially it was Hughes Aircraft Company, and then later purchased by Raytheon Corporation. And also served on the city council of my small town, a college town, City of Claremont, and was the mayor of the town for a couple years. And I'm very, very excited to be part of this commission and hoping to make a significant difference in the redistricting effort. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Maria Blanco. I reside in Los Angeles, but just moved there less than a year ago after living 30 years in the Bay Area. So I've traveled up through this area a lot with my kids on vacation. I work at a charitable foundation, a nonprofit foundation that makes grants in LA County.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Andre Parvenu. I'm a resident of Culver City, and I'm employed with the City of Los Angeles as an urban planner. I've traveled extensively through Northern California, but I've just simply passed through this area. So I'm glad to now have an opportunity to actually be here in Marysville and Yuba City to actually see your cityscape and your built into
the important work that I think is going to address many of the issues that was that were mentioned by the first speaker.
Buenas tardes. My name is Gabino Aguirre. My family once worked here in Marysville, as we're migrant farm workers at that time. I currently live in Santa Paula, California, in Ventura County. I'm a retired educator, having been an elementary, middle school, and high school principal at the end of my term. And I've been elected official and mayor also. So it's certainly great to see you this afternoon. It's great, great weather. Thank you very much.
Great weather indeed. And again, I'm your chair for today. I'm Commissioner Antai. I'm from San Diego County, and I love it. This weather just feels just like home.
Hi, my name is Michelle DiGiulio, and I'm from Stockton, the county of San Joaquin. And professionally, my training and experience is in urban and regional planning, and I've worked a lot throughout the Central Valley, but specifically the southern San Joaquin Valley. Currently now with four young children, 8 years and younger, I am a busy stay-at-home mom, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the beautiful spring day. The drive down from up north was really glorious. So it's good to be here. Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Connie Galambos Malloy. I'm here from Oakland, California. I guess they put the two mothers of small children so we could talk childcare for the coming 3 or 4 months. My youngest is 18 months old, so this is quite a feat to be on the road trip that we're doing as a commission. I am also an urban and regional planner. I work in the 9-county Bay Area. I've lived in various parts of the state. I am most familiar with the southernmost 2/3 of the state, so this is wonderful to be here and be getting the information firsthand that you'll be providing to us. And my areas of expertise are around land use, transportation, and affordable housing.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Ward. I'm from Orange County, California. I am a sports medicine chiropractic doc in Fullerton, and former federal agent and a U.S. Air Force officer. I know I speak for everyone when I tell you how excited we are to see so many of you take time out of your precious Sunday to come here and share your thoughts with us to help make sure we get it right. Thank you for being here.
Together from our public input hearing yesterday in Reading, and we played a game on the way down to see if we could name all 58 counties in California. I think we actually were able to name 52 out of 58, but next time I think we're going to get all 58.
Good afternoon. My name is Jean Raya. I live in San Gabriel, California, which is about 10 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. It's the site of the fourth mission in the California missions, established in 1771. I have a business there, and I'm an insurance broker, an all-woman firm. And I understand, I think, the deep roots that many people in rural areas feel, even though it's city. San Gabriel was once, you know, part of a lot of orange groves, and my family has been there for over 100 years. So it's really a pleasure to be able to go out and meet so many people across the state, and I add my thanks for you taking your time to be here today.
Thank you, commissioners. Let me introduce our staff, our executive director, Dan Claypool, and our executive director extraordinaire, I should say. Our public relations director, Rob Wilcox. And then I think as all of you trooped in, you met Janice and her helper, her assistant, Lon. Okay, we also have with us our technical team, or our mappers, line drawers. And I want to introduce Anna Henderson. And Anna, if you could introduce your team.
Nicole Boyle, I'll be working the map today.
Jamie Clark, I'm here shadowing Nicole today.
Bonnie Glazer, and I am inputting the public input.
Thank you. Okay, so what I want you to bear in mind is as you come up and give your testimony, the mappers will be not only downloading your information, but they will be flashing up on that screen there the map of the area that you have in mind. And we have a little technical glitch here. It's not a glitch, I guess. Pamphlet. And it's very important for you to have a copy of that because it gives you the fundamentals of what redistricting is all about and what we would like for you to use as a guide to give us the information that we need from you to help draw those lines that you tell us are important to you. Does that make sense? Okay, so let me start by saying that the reason why the commission is here today is to get your input, public testimony from this part of the state, from you telling us what you think these boundary lines should be. What is a fair representation for the congressional district lines, the state assembly, the state senate, and the board of equalization lines? And what we'd like for you to do as much as possible is to give us some reference point, either a street or some boundary line, so that we can follow where your thinking is in your definition of what is a community of interest or a neighborhood, or where you see these district lines should be. And while you're doing that, we'll try to flash that on the screen so that we can all follow your thought. And hopefully we can capture what you're trying to tell us. Does that make sense? Good, good. Okay, so we will start with our first speaker. And Mr. Claypool.
Here, so we can move quickly so that you can all get the amount of time, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
And what we will try to do, starting with the first speaker, is to limit your speech to 5 minutes. And this, the formal part of our presentation will require 5 minutes from each speaker. If we go through all of the speakers, then we might have an open question and answer. And we'd like for you to come up to this mic so we can all hear what you have to say. All right? Is that fairly clear to everybody? All right, our first speaker.
Good I guess the best map to look at up on your flash screen is to be, I think it's Congressional District 2. So we can get that up there.
Could we get that map up, please?
All right. Is that it there with what is some extensive experience throughout the state? I've also had three kids that went through college, one in Humboldt, one in Sonoma, one in San Diego, so that's spread all over. And I work for the Department of Forestry, so I had a lot of experience traveling throughout the, particularly the northern part of the state, and exposure to that. So really what I want to talk to today is a, just a general concept of which way to split the overall congressional and assembly and state senate districts. I've heard some discussion of a east-west boundary for the breakoff point between the districts, or as compared to what we have now, mostly a north-south break of where they go. And the first one I've heard talk about, they call it the I-5 corridor and making that a breakoff point on a east and west boundary following that. And I disagree with that because the I-5, for instance, is good for traveling north and south, but it's not very good for traveling east and west. And historically, our boundaries have been split on a north-south boundary mostly, as you see the district there and District 1. Is it 2? I think is the number. Okay, District 2. So I favor that, and that is because of basically let's call it the personality of the different counties in those areas. If we use the factor of an east-west, that would put the coast range counties in the same areas as our counties that border Nevada and California boundary there, and the personality makeup of those areas is extremely different. At one time years ago, before the timber industry was destroyed, we shared some real common aspects with the coast range as compared to the Sierra Nevada with our common interest in timber. Well, now that's been changed. So your coastal counties have become more of a tourist and vacation type counties. They do have some agriculture in there with their vineyards, but that is a completely different agriculture community that we have here in the more eastern part of the state in the valley area, where ours is rice growers and farm crops and also the cattle industry. So your social makeup between those two areas is so significantly different that at least here, in my opinion, I would like to be included with other people that have more of an interest in agriculture and in the cattle industry than the person raising grapes in the Napa Valley. Not that I have any problem with wine, but they're a little bit different personality than we are. So I would hope that as you start to make the major breakoff points between our congressional, our state, Senate district, and our assembly districts, that we continue to maintain this aspect of focusing in on the personality of the communities and maintain the integrity like it is somewhat now. So that's a major overall concept I'd like you to address. A couple of specific things here. Right now in our assembly districts, for instance, Sutter County is in a different assembly district than Yuba County. And our makeup between Yuba and Sutter County is so similar, we should endeavor to keep Yuba and Sutter County together as much as possible. Another one, as far as the congressional district, is Butte County, and where that's split between two different separate the county itself, and that goes contrary to what I know your general guidelines are, is to keep the boundaries of existing, they call them political boundaries, or counties together. So I think that's the three things I'd like to address is the major concept. Stick with a north-south general split, and then the Yuba and Sutter counties situation. So thank you very much. Right on.
Thank you, sir. Right. Our next speaker.
Hi, my name's Paul Myers. I'm a resident of Yuba County, just south of Marysville, when you drive through on the highway. But I've been in California my whole life. I'm from the Bay Area, and we've been up here about 30 years. We lived up in the hills for 30-some years, and now we're down in the lowland. But there's two concerns I have. It's basically the same issue that Buck brought up. I'm concerned with certain groups proposing that we stretch our districts out to the Pacific coast there, mainly because I can't believe that the Democrats and liberals could get any more seats. But if you stretch our districts to the coast where they're in large numbers, I'm afraid that it would even there wouldn't be any state seats available. And it may change a lot of the balance of the assembly and state senate seats. That's my concern. The obvious thing, though, is it is different. The valley, all the agricultural issues, the needs, the water issues are very much similar. Once you go over that mountain from to Clear Lake and to the coast, it's like a whole new world, not unlike going east up into Nevada County and the other state, other counties. So I would propose that no matter what, I like the idea of north-south connections, especially in the valley. When you start getting up into the upper mountains, way up in the northern part of the state, I'm not so sure because I haven't really lived there much. I've just visited there. Okay, now the other issue would be the combination of Sutter and Yuba County. I've been here long enough, 30 years, to be amazed at how much everything is just that little river between us, and of course a big river when it floods, which adds the next issue. We have the same hazards, we have the same agricultural backgrounds, we're geographically side by side. If there were to be changes, I would propose that if there was a need to be a change and we include Sutter with Yuba, that would be a perfect match in my opinion, because of the way the communities interact together now. If there was a change, obviously Nevada County being almost entirely in the mountains, in the foothills, that would make perfect sense to me that if there was a change somehow, we shift our assembly district and our state senate district to combine Yuba and Sutter. And that's basically all I have to say. Thank you very much. I want to thank all of you because this is truly the first nonpartisan effort. And we wish you well. We really do.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer. Our next speaker, please.
Hi, my name is Carla Verga, and I want to thank you, and I also want to congratulate you for being appointed on this. I started to go through the process, and it was such an invasion of privacy, I gave up. So congratulations to each of you. You've got a lot more oomph than I did. Sutter and Yuba counties are so similar that we, in addition to what Andy Vasquez told you about, we also share a Chamber of Commerce, and several of our clubs are Sutter-Yuba. So we are, I don't know why there's two counties, or it should be one county, really. I think Yuba County should become part of Sutter County, but I think the other, they might disagree. But we are so similar, it would be a shame to separate us. And I agree with the previous speakers, it should be a north-south, keeping the agricultural areas and the traffic. We are just so similar, and I wanted to tell the Commissioner Baraba, I came here in 1958, my dad brought us here, and he was gonna settle in LA, and thank God he stopped here to visit. So I would not like to live, I've been there, and I feel so sorry for you people trying to get across town at rush hour, oh my gosh. Anyway, we have a great area here, and we would like to keep it together as much as possible. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Berka.
Sure.
Next speaker. Before you start, we do have a commissioner question.
I'm just curious if our mappers could give us the total population of Sutter and Yuba counties combined so we know the number that... I'm sorry, the total... the... Yes, please.
We're asking for the total population based on the 2010 census data, combining the population for Sutter and Yuba. Is that it?
And one of the reasons that I'm asking is simply because there is a prioritized criteria that we have to follow when we draw the lines, and the first one is based on the constitution of equal population in districts, whether it be congressional, assembly, senate. So I'm just curious as what this population is and where that would start in terms of some of these districts.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, our next speaker. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Ron Revis, and I'm a native Californian, and I grew up in this area. In fact, I was born across the river in Yuba City. And so I know about the growth that's happened here. I'm also a past resident of Lodi and Stockton. I don't know if you remember the Taco Bell on Hammer Lane and Lower Sacramento Road.
My kids probably will.
But my father owned that. And we were always interested in starting up small businesses, franchises, and getting people out of the job arena and getting into being entrepreneurs. And I think there's a lot of opportunity in California if we can get the politicians from taxing us to death. And I don't mean to throw that in to be political, but anyway, I look at the map of Yuba, Sutter, and I'm also thinking about Colusa County because I did live in Williams, and that's on the I-5 corridor. And then you've also got Glenn County up above Colusa County. So that is an agricultural area, and of course a lot of the farmland there is used for growing rice, and now they're having nut crops, and they're also going into vineyards, as previously mentioned. So there is an interest there, but it's not just agriculture alone. A lot of small businesses are coming up, and a lot of franchises are coming into the district. For instance, we have a Walmart, and then later on there's probably going to be a Fry's, and we also have Sam's Club. And so these businesses are coming in, and, of course, they provide jobs for people. And this is what we have to think about is controlled growth. And this is what I'm interested in is redistricting to where it'll promote controlled, intelligent growth without it offsetting those that are in the agricultural interests. So that's my input there. And I think that we all have up here in Northern California similar interests, whether you live in Sierra County or whether you live over in Mendocino County. There's a lot of us that have the interest of doing what's best for our neighborhoods and for our districts. So thank you for letting me present my presentation here this afternoon. Gentlemen, ladies.
Thank you, Ms. Reber. Anna?
Just to answer Commissioner DeJulia's question, the total population combined is 166,892.
Thank you very much. All right, if we could have the next speaker, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Christina Balachi. I'm on the Marysville City Council, but today I'm speaking for myself. I am not speaking representing the city of Marysville in my elective position. I was also the Yuba County Public Guardian for 31 years. I cared for the elderly, disabled, and mentally ill in our community. I'm here to talk about a different perspective than some of the other speakers have. I want to talk about the differences between Yuba and Sutter County. Sutter County is basically an agricultural county. Well, I'm going to argue that Yuba County is actually a county made up of what we call the flatlands and also what we call a foothill county. I believe that Yuba County should remain with Nevada County. Marysville was known as the gateway to the gold fields, and Yuba County and Nevada County are very tied with our histories.
Could you hold right there? If our mapper could share those counties together. If our mapper could share those counties. Okay. Proceed.
Okay. We also share a very large watershed, and that's the Yuba River. Comes from that area all the way down into Yuba County, out down through Nevada County, Englebright Dam, all the way to the Yuba County, Yuba River, down here between Marysville and Linda. And I want to just give you a little bit more about that history. Marysville actually had a very large Chinese community here, and so did Nevada County. We have a Chinatown. We're very unique in the historical aspect of this community. While I'm arguing for keeping Yuba and Nevada County together and not including Sutter County, I'm also requesting that you examine Lassen County. It's very far removed from Yuba County. It takes about 4 hours to get there. We have very little in common. And if you were to remove that number of people that live there, you'd have to make up about 35 to 40,000 people. And I believe that since southern Yuba County is growing toward Sacramento, that you can make up the difference by going toward Lincoln or Roseville. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Felici. Our next speaker, please.
Yes, my name's Ed Fleming. I'm on the Marysville Planning Commission. And I want to first congratulate all of you. And I want to actually thank Governor Schwarzenegger, who is of a different party than me. But I will say what he did do was he said it's time to get districts that are competitive. And we only have one competitive district in this out of many, and that is our assembly district. I reiterate what Ms. Belici said. We have a very, Sutter County is a farm county. Yuba County is a small town county with very few farms left. Our assembly district has Grass Valley and Nevada City and many, many small towns in it. We're a very, very different culture. We are a mountain town for the county for the most part. It, to me, I don't personally care so much. I think if you could do it, it's probably better north-south, but if you did it east-west, if you make it better, I'm with you, okay? Because we just want to see something that's competitive and where you have like communities. And as a result of this, I think the input people give you is going to be of critical importance because we are becoming faster, more of a suburbia county. We're a suburbia county today. We have very few farms, okay? And the fact is we'd fit in good with North Sacramento. There's five congressional districts. We'd fit in with four of them probably better than the one we're in. So regardless of political party. So it'd be very disastrous for us to be pegged in with Sutter County because we couldn't be more different. And if you looked at the elected officials here on both sides of the river, you'd find that out.
Thank you, Mr. Fleming. And just as a reminder, as you, most of you may know, the commission is barred from being partisan or, in fact, the language of a competitive districts doesn't exist. So that's not part of our criteria. We'll try to be as fair and as we can in terms of the population distribution, which is essentially equal populations in each of these districts. So our next speaker, please.
I'm Robert Dark, and I'm the elected auditor controller of Sutter County, and I was going to say that I'm not really officially speaking for Sutter County, but actually I am, because the auditor controller is a county-wide elected position, so it's difficult to separate what I say from my personal and professional duties. Your job and my job is to support the Constitution, and that really boils down to transparency and accountability. And we can have transparency because of our political process and our county auditors, and I know them all, but we can't have a accountability if we don't get these districts right. And I've seen accountability and how it fails at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level. I've also had some limited experience at the international level, and you might be surprised that even when you're dealing at the international level and you think you aren't dealing with the U.S., all the money seems to come out of Washington. So what you're doing here is important. Sutter County, it is for the most part a rural county, but you have to realize it's very close to Sacramento, so we're being kind of swallowed up in this regional concept. And to make matters worse or better, depending on your point of view, we have a very large development planned in South Sutter County. So we may have a split within the county itself between rural interests and urban
30 seconds.
Interests. That may not happen soon because of the economy, but I think you need to be acutely aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Our next speaker, please.
Good afternoon. Thank you, commissioners, and all of the staff for coming out on Sunday. My name is Nick Spaulding, and I grew up in Louisiana and then spent time in the Midwest. I've lived in Dayton, Ohio. I've lived in Los Angeles, California. I've lived in San Francisco. I've also lived in New York City. And by fortune of friendships and community work with my church, I've traveled internationally and spent a significant amount of time in what previously were the Soviet areas of the globe. So I know rural, I know urban, I know Western, and I know Eastern Bloc. And the governing structures is the primary focus of what I'd like to say today. If we start from California being our primary concern, everybody knows California is in a difficult situation. So why we are here is to find better ways to solve the problems that California has. Partisanship may indicate different solutions, but I would rather focus on when you're trying to solve a problem, usually there's a cost associated with the solution. And the idea of representative government is based on, does your cost of solution distribute itself properly over the population? So I only say that because with technology today, we know that that's radically changed how people earn a living, where they can live or not live. But the costs that we have in the state of California, the problems that we have, more often relate to concentrations of population, depending on which problems you're trying to solve. So it would seem that the primary aim of representative districts being drawn would be when we come to distribute the cost of a solution to a problem. Is the pain being, an old friend of mine used to say, Nick, I'm not asking for justice. I'm just asking that the injustice be spread evenly. So I think we're trying to get to that point. And for those reasons, I would support keeping the geographic area that we have, the I-5 corridor. I would also support keeping Yuba-Sutter associated with each other. And I would also speak to our county north of us, Butte County, and keeping that. Because when you try to solve a problem, who can you link arms with? Who can you pass the sandbag to? Who can you pass the fire bucket to? Those are the people who will help you. And if we hold to that focus, I think a lot of the little details that will be politically sensitive, but if we want to go beyond politics, then what are we sensitive to more than politics? So bonding together to solve problems would seem to be getting to know your neighbors. Who are your neighbors? And as you see, we have quite a few good neighbors here today, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mrs. Spaulding. And our next speaker. Anyone else?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Jen Saylor, and I just wanted to reiterate the Yuba-Sutter connection that a few people have made here today. Sutter and Yuba County share the same economic base, and there's a great deal of economic and social crossover. A couple of examples were made with the Yuba-Sutter Farm Bureau and the Yuba-Sutter Chamber of Commerce. There's also a principal connectivity for the region socially as well as politically along the Highway 99 and 70 corridor. This region is largely agricultural and shares a lot in common with the areas south of it. Realistically, the Sutter...
Ms. Saylor, would you like for us to put up a map for you?
If you have one of the Highway 99 70 corridor...
Our mappers could do that, please. Give us a minute.
Sure.
Okay, please proceed.
The Sutter and Yuba kind of mark the start of the North State, and if you can look all the way up 99 corridor, they share a lot in common agriculturally as well. So those are the points I'd like to make. And if I may, I have a handout for the commission, so that's okay? Okay, great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name's Mary Sarah, and I'm not an elected official. I'm just a regular kind of person.
I live in an area known as West Plainfield, which is west of Davis. It's in Yolo County, and I would very much appreciate if you consider keeping Yolo County together. There's a lot of important things for us in Yolo County, so I want to talk to you about those, particularly our Hispanic minority populations in West Sac and in Woodland and in the rural areas in Yolo County. And I did say I live west of Davis, and I don't mean any disregard to Davis, but mostly I live west of UC Davis. UC Davis is a very important campus to me. I'm an alumni of UC Davis. There have been some very important both agricultural and technology spin-offs from UC Davis, and those spin-offs have resulted in companies and enterprises in Winters, in Dixon, in Davis, in West Sac. And my son is working for one of those. In addition, there are a few other things that are important to me. I happen to work for the state of California and our water board, so I'm concerned not only in water quality and water use, but other environmental issues. Yolo County shares with Solano County an air district. As you know, there are many concerns with regard to our air quality. In addition to the air quality that we share with Yolo County, we share a very important transportation corridor that I find I spend far too much on commuting back and forth to work. And those transportation corridors will be very important to our economic recovery as well as technology developments and spinoffs. So again, I could answer any questions you would have about my little area. I'm very proud of West Plainfield. There is a West Plainfield of fire district, largely made up of volunteer fire, and those are my affiliations.
Are there any questions from the commissioners for Ms. Sarin? Thank you very much. Our next speaker.
Patricia Miller, native of Sutter County, been here for 60 plus years. Thank you for being here today. It is truly a pleasure to be able to talk with you and tell you of our concerns. I want to reiterate the support for the North-South area because of all the things that Sutter and Yuba, Butte County, Glenn County have in common. And specifically for Yuba and Sutter, I know a number of things have been mentioned, like the juvenile hall, mental health, Yuba Sutter Mental Health, clubs and organizations, the hospital, the cancer center, the Chamber of Commerce. But in addition to that, we have Beale Air Force Base in Yuba County, which many people in both Sutter and Yuba counties work and make a living there. We have the Yuba City metropolitan area includes Marysville in Yuba County. So the metropolitan area is in both counties. We have transportation issues. We have, for many years, we've wanted a third river crossing going from Sutter County to Yuba County, Yuba County to Sutter County. We have levee issues. We have the Yuba-Sutter Economic Development Commission. They're all Yuba-Sutter. We're so joined that it would be far better to have us together than separate. We have Yuba College. That's in Yuba County. We have no college in Sutter County. The people in Sutter County go to Yuba College, many of them. Many of them go to other colleges, too. The soccer fields, those are in Yuba County. Yuba County has a lot. We have water issues, And we also have, if you go west to east or east to west, you have transportation issues. Getting across the Sierra, up in those counties, across the Coast Range, much better the north-south grouping. And certainly would encourage you and Sutter counties to be together. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Our next speaker.
Good afternoon. I just mostly wanted to come and talk about, I wanted to piggyback on what a lot of people are saying. I heard about the east to west suggestion was floated yesterday, and I'm from Butte County. I'd be strongly against that. We share almost nothing in common socially, especially with the further eastern districts here in this area. And I also wanted to say that I feel that Butte and Yuba share really similar interests economically. We have metropolitan areas, Chico and Yuba City, and then surrounded by a lot of farmland. So I feel we're really similar, and I think that, especially socially, you know, we have the most in common, and I'd like to see those areas linked up as much as possible. We have 5 reps in Butte County, and I don't, you know, it's a little bit confusing being that broke up in our own area, and we share so much in common. I'd like to see more continuity between, especially Yuba and Butte counties, and so. That's mostly all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker.
Hello, my name is Michael Payne. I'm a native of Marysville. I'd like to address the issue of the difference between Sutter and Yuba counties. If you look at a map, it looks like the metropolitan area is one big area, and people might think that's a good fit. But in fact, Sutter County is flat. Virtually every single square foot in Sutter County is agricultural. There's something being raised out there, orchards, rice, or whatever. Yuba County, on the other hand, has a little flat, some agricultural area north of town, but if you go 15 miles east, you hit the hills. And from there on, Yuba County is nothing but mountains. Very little agriculture. It has more in common with Placer and Nevada counties than it does with Sutter counties. And if it came to a point of perhaps redistricting assembly districts, Yuba County, I feel, would have much more in common with the areas east of here into the mountains rather than be strictly agricultural flat area west of here. As far as whether the connections right now between medicine and other intra-city items, that would not be affected if the districts were different. We can still communicate back and forth across the river. But I would seriously recommend you look at Yuba County being significantly different from the aspect of Sutter County. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Next speaker, please.
Can I interject just very quickly? As a visual person, is it possible, Ms. Boyle, to just have the map up so we can see the counties as people speak? That would be helpful for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here and for listening to all of us and our opinions. My name is Colleen Weckman, and I'm one of those folks that lives in the mountains of the foothills, so to speak. I live in Brownsville, California, and we've raised beef on our property up there. We have about 8 acres, and those sections up in the mountains are usually 5-acre parcels. We have lots of friends that have ranches up in that area, and I am very supportive. I graduated from Butte in Oroville. My family lives in Oroville. I raised my children in the foothills, but they traveled down to Marysville to go to high school. We had 5 children, and I am a member of many various and sundry. I'm retired now, a member of clubs that are Sutter, Yuba Sutter. And so we do so much of our social, church. I've gone to our diocese is through Oroville, through St. Joseph or St. Joe Thomas, but I taught catechism at St. Joseph's when my children were growing up. And we have a small parish up in Brownsville. So I see it as Sutter, Yuba, Butte is just so joined at the hip with everything that we've done. Our children have gone to Yuba. We do all of our shopping, have friends and children and associations with Sutter. So I would hope that you would keep Butte, Sutter, and Yuba all together for the fact that we have lived here. I've lived here most of my life. I've lived in Turkey, and I've lived on the East Coast. But this is where we raised our family, and those are the three counties that I see as being very integral. And we do have farms up in the hills. So that is a true thing. And we do have an agricultural base. We love our rice fields down here in Yuba County. We have peach fields out on District 10 going on Highway 70. There's just lots of reasons that I would say we are definitely agricultural, and we have that in common with Butte and with Sutter. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Whitman. Are there any other speakers? Surely there must be some. There we go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, commissioners, for coming to town.
Thank you.
This used to be the end of the road, but back in years gone by, but now we're just midstream. I would like to reaffirm the folks who would like to see us on a north-south basis, and I would like to also affirm associations with Butte County. And I think that in Yuba County, only one of the five districts is really in the foothills. All the rest is down in the lowlands. So that's where the bulk of the people live. So I just wanted to reiterate that and encourage you as you redraw to help folks stay united. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else?
Hi. I just want to bring up something that I think is a misperception. I'm on the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, and we're currently working on the rural-urban connection. And if you were to bring up all the agricultural land shown in Sutter and Yuba counties, you'll see that Sutter County's got more land under cultivation than any other county in the state. And so when you talk about agriculture, you're really talking about a different part of this community. It's Yuba County has some, but it doesn't anywhere compare to Sutter County. And the other thing I want to bring up as someone who worked in this community for 31 years, the reason why we share so many resources is Yuba County just can't afford to go it alone. That's the reason. And we could not have our own mental health. We cannot have our own separate transportation. But we were smart enough to combine resources. But that does not give bearing to the fact of who we are like and what community we should be part of. And I think that the agricultural argument is actually being overstated. So if you do have a map that shows agricultural land in this area from Yuba, Nevada, Sutter, Colusa, you'll see really where the like communities are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Please come up.
Thank you. Just to get back to this demographic comparison, districts are also within the county. They attempt to get the populations roughly equivalent, similar to what we're trying to do here today. And the fact is that the foothills are one of five districts. So I think if we talk about shifting a whole county to one side east-west or north-south where it is now, I think in the balance of things, it's the word that's used so much is common interest. So I don't think you can simply put up a statistic that shows how many acres are under rice. A rice farmer may make X dollars, and a cattle farmer may make 3X dollars. A rice farmer may employ five people. A cattle farmer may employ two people. It doesn't. The idea is keeping apples with apples and oranges with oranges. And I think one of the whole thing we're trying to solve here, why are we here today? We're here because there's a tendency, wherever there's a system, there's an attempt to game the system. So what we're trying to do is take the game out of the last system and make the next system a little less gamey, if I may use the word. So when I hear the kind of play with statistics that I've heard this morning or this afternoon, it brings gaming into mind. So Yuba County has existed for a long time as a contiguous. It was one of the original counties of California. And so I think as far as the people of Yuba County go, we have a unified voice that's significantly different than the voice to the east. And if you want like-minded, you go north-south. If you want diversity, you go east-west. And I think we're looking for unity of community, so I would stick with north-south. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Since they're making the point about the districts in Yuba County, I want to make that point. Like they said, the one district is in the mountains. But of the other four supervisory districts, Marysville, Linda, and Olivehurst are all urban small town. The other one, which includes Wheatland, is a combination of things. And the urban small town feature is what I brought up forth when I said with Grass Valley and with Quincy and with Nevada City and all these other Truckee, all these other small towns, that's where our real destiny lies. So we're a small town county, and people don't quite view it that way, but three of the four districts, maybe four of the four, but three of the four are small town urban.
Thank you very much. Let me stop here. Are we live streaming properly?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to check. Is there a next speaker?
I'm not seeing the live stream.
Pardon?
We're talking to ourselves. Don't mind us.
I do that all the time. Don't worry about it. Hey, just don't argue with yourself and lose. That's bad. Anyway,
please.
My name's Helena.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me? Anyway. And I've just moved here about 6 years ago. And I live right off Highway 70. Two houses, and I live right next to a peach orchard. In fact, once you pass Marysville High School, it's all agricultural or farmland or, okay, heading north, which is Marysville High School is just outside the main part of the city. I live 3 miles north, and I'm in the agricultural area, and I love it out there. That's why we moved here. Okay? Yeah, you can go up in the mountains, but we're not like the people up there. You know, most of Marysville and Yuba County are not like the people up in the mountains. Most of it's just like where I live. Most of it's not even like the main part of the city of Marysville. Most of it's open land. And that's why most of us live there, is because we like it that way. I was born and raised, actually I was born in East LA, and I was raised in the Southern California area. And I just moved up here, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago from the Riverside, San Bernardino area. I moved away from all that. And I don't want to be conjoined with a bunch of people that don't agree with our lifestyle. We love it out here. That's why we're out here. And Yuba and Sutter, I mean, I thought we were connected. I really did. I mean, I didn't even realize we were separate counties for a while till I found out, well, why in the heck is Yuba in Sutter County and I'm in Yuba County? That doesn't make sense, but I don't know who named them. Anyway, please don't split us up.
Thank you. Are there any others? If there's anyone that has not spoken yet, we'd like very much for you to come up and share with us your thoughts. Thank you. Please come up.
I'm Doris Springer from Oroville. I have been traveling up and down 99 and 70 to Oroville, especially up on the South Fork of Lake Oroville. We started in 1963 before the dam was in. They were still moving earth for the core block. So I've been up and down this valley many years. We developed land on the South Fork just across the Enterprise Bridge and love it up there. My point is keep Yuba, Sutter, and Butte together. We are very similar. We are the peaches, the almonds, we are the rice, we are the major agricultural area of Northern California. And people who are here love their area. And we work together very closely. Yuba, Sutter, Butte, and perhaps the Colusa area, the area that you have highlighted. Yes, we should stay together. I have a question for the commission. What is the population number that you must include in any new redistricting? Do you have an answer for me, please?
Which district? Congressional? State Assembly? I'll do them all. How's that?
Yes, we would like to know that, please.
For the congressional district, it is 702,905.
Would you repeat that, please? We can't hear you.
702,905. And there are 53 congressional districts in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all of this information is in the handout that we gave you in the guide. So if you thumb through it, you'll see that written down as well. For the Senate, there are 40 senatorial districts in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Each district shall have 931,349. For the assembly districts, of which there will be 80, each district shall have 465,675 people. Did that help?
So they're quite different, and this must be a big job for you.
It's a big job.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
When we give you the numbers, you're supposed to follow up with a great answer for us. Thank you.
Did all of you in the audience find that page with the numbers on it? We want to make sure you have that same information on that guide that was handed out to you as you stepped in. I'm told it's not.
Yeah.
It's in the pocket guide. I'm sorry. Do all of you have the pocket guide?
Yeah.
There it is. That's it. I hope it's in there.
The census wasn't out yet.
Yeah, when they did.
All right, okay, I'm told that the technical people have told us and we're now streaming live.
Yeah, so let's take a break maybe.
Okay, awesome. Could we take a 10-minute restroom break and then come back and have you first in line?
I don't have to go to the bathroom. And also I was forced to speak. No, I can wait.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's all take a 10-minute restroom break.
Live stream was not up. It's been on down for quite a while.
Yeah. We should have stopped when we were down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they are interested in competing.
We've basically been down since I sent you that note.
Okay. I want to make sure I settle with everybody who may be driving with me. So
going to on the next leg.
I'm good.
You're okay.
I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Ladies, gentlemen, if you could join us, we'll reconvene.
Cynthia told me to move over because my name tag.
We really, really enjoy meeting all of you. I got to talk to you with some of you on the floor, and sound like here, old families. Now, I got to remind all of you now, we're all citizens too, just like you. This is not new. This is not what we do for a living. So don't feel inhibited.
This is yours.
Be relaxed. Come on up and share with us, you know, as if we're at the... Sir, and thank you so much for being patient.
Is this all taken away from my 5 minutes?
No.
Thanks again. My name is Bob Van Oosterhout. I'm a little bit shy. I have a hell of a time speaking to people, so I'll do my best. I moved here in 76 from Southern California. I used to live in Hancock Park, kind of in the middle of Los Angeles. And it took me a while to figure out the area. We are so intertwined. I would like to correct a few things first. A few speakers back, we were told that Sutter County is flat. Yuba County is flat, but then goes into the foothills. We have the shortest mountain range in the world in Sutter County. 2,300 feet high, I want you guys to be aware of that. We're not flatlands only. The other thing is all the towns, when we're talking Sutter County, Yuba County, Butte County, when I moved here, I really had a hell of a time finding my way around. In Sutter County is a Yuba City airport. That's Sutter County. Then we have in Sutter County, Yuba City, which is just across the river from Yuba County. We have that little mountain range is called the Sutter Buttes. That's Butte County. Anyway, we are so intertwined with such a group of people that have always been one. I really think that we need to stay together as a Yuba County, Sutter County, Butte County. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Volts. Sturdem, I think. Sorry if I butchered the name. Thank you, Miss.
Hi, my name is Marcia Myers, and I want to thank you also for coming and listening to what we have to say about our two communities, our many communities that are represented here. I noticed in looking through the descriptions of where all of you come from that some of you have been here to our communities, have visited, have had some past associations. But for the most part, you are from south of Sacramento. So I'm hoping that you will spend a lot of time not only listening to what we have to say, but researching for yourself and seeing what the connections are here in our communities. I think that that is very important. You know, I know that you can't society, organizations for Red Cross. We all work on those committees and those things together because we are so closely linked. So just the fact that Sutter and Yuba do have a lot of agriculture together. There are a lot of other things that we are connected with. And again, I just think it's very important for you to look at some of the things that Andy Vasquez, our supervisor here in the First District, has shared with you to see what those connections are. And I encourage you to reach out to Sutter County. And I think you will see with that literature that there is a great connection there. And it is very important for Sutter County, Yuba County, and Butte County to be represented and to be kept as a whole. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Meyer. Next speaker, please. You know, while the next speaker is coming up, I do want to announce that Commissioner Filkins Weber is online. She is present. She's one of our commissioners. So she's with us listening online to this discussion. I did want to say that. Next speaker.
Buck Weckman, I was up here once before, but I'd like to speak to another general concept, and that's one of your guidelines is matching up your districts with, and I called it earlier, the personality of the communities. And I will have a question for you when I'm done, is that you've heard a lot here today from some pretty rural counties. Our personality is a lot different than the metropolitan counties. We're not adverse to driving 20 miles to take our kids to school. We don't cry when the power goes out. We just take care of ourselves. We're actually pretty good producers and more law-abiding citizens than you might find in the big cities, a general rule. So I have a concern here and a question is how many of you here on the commission feel that you represent and have a feel for and a knowledge of residents that live in small, rural cities. Well, okay, that's better than the profile that I read where all of you live. So I'm pleased to see that because we do need representation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That area is so unique to Yuba County. And we were talking about this being a Section 5 area. And our biggest demographic is not represented here today, and that would be the Hispanic families. And they're here as migrant farmers for the most part. And they're a very, very large group. We have an improvement school. We had an improvement school, still do. The school merged and closed with Yuba Gardens because of the English language barriers. And another very big segment of our population at the school was the Hmong population. And they're extremely wonderful people. And they're very much like our people here in this community because they're farmers. At Alicia School, we had a farm that we gave them property. We had such a big school site that we actually allowed those as a way to bring the families to the school. We allowed them to farm a very large segment of the property there, and they sold their produce to all of the families in that area in the Hmong community and to anybody that would want to come out there. And they were so proud of their farm. We were real sorry when the school closed that they were no longer going to have that ability. But they're a very, very wonderful segment of our population here. The children are respectful. They are excellent students, and they're, you know, I just want to represent them because they are very much a part of our community. And I notice, I don't know what they're voting. It's strictly, I don't know what, how they vote or what they do, but I do know that they're part of our community, but they blend in well with this because of it being an agriculture area, as well as the Hispanic too. So just wanted to share that.
I do have a question for you, if you don't mind. In your estimation, why do you think they're not here today?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
In your estimation, why do you think they're not here today?
Why they're not here today?
Yeah.
It could very well be that, number one, with the Hmong community, they don't speak English, especially the elders. The children might, but I don't think they're very big on reading the newspaper and hearing about what's going on. That was always a very big struggle for us, to communicate with them that we were having events at the school and we wanted them to connect communities, is to find out who the leader of their community is and then reach them through their leaders. And that's probably why they're not here, because someone didn't make that connection to draw them in. Just like I was telling Commissioner Dye, that we have a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as well as the Yuba Sutter Chamber of Commerce. And Angel Diaz is our Hispanic manager. He takes care of the Chamber of Commerce. So we do have these ethnicities within our counties, within Yuba Sutter and even Butte, that are very, and Butte has a huge Hmong society as well. And so this is why we're very much alike, because we do have these cultures, and they're very agricultural too. Okay? And the language barrier is the only thing I can think of.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hi, my name is Rick Reese. I've been a resident of Yuba County for 5 years, I think, next week. If the individual that's controlling the map, if they could please zoom in on the Marysville-Yuba City area. A lot of folks have talked about the commonalities of the two counties, Yuba and Sutter, and there are a lot of commonalities. Some people spoke about some diverse things. But I think the most common thing we have within the two counties is our population centers. If you look at the total population of Sutter County, the map says it's 94,700 some people. Yuba City has a population of 64,000, which is almost 65-70% of that total population. If you look at Yuba County, Marysville, Olivehurst, Linda, Plumas Lake, all towns that basically are along the river west of Sutter County, that represents over 50, possibly 60% of the population of Yuba County. So I think it makes sense from a demographic point that the districting lines be drawn and joined along the population centers. I think that's the way the law was intended regarding redistricting. Thank you.
Thank you. I had to urge him to come up and speak.
He's very active in the community, especially the Spanish community. He is not here. Your whole commission is brand new, and a lot of us obviously were not familiar with it, had no idea. The concept within any community is that I can do nothing. It's just one vote. And this is really awesome what you guys are doing and that you're listening to us. But I think that is a problem that we need to overcome. That's just in addition to what she had as an answer for you. The word is not completely out yet. Quite a few people in both the Hmong and the Hispanic community are active, have a language barrier, and the word really is not going out as much as it should, and that's part of it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Oz Diesner, and I reside in Wheatland. I've lived there for approximately 40 years, and I'm retired from the military and also retired school principal. I want to welcome all of you to our very humble abode, and I want to congratulate you all for being selected to this commission. What I want to ask is, there's been some reference or some people who want to link us with those to the west, with Nevada County, Grass Valley, that area. However, where are the people from Grass Valley and Nevada City? They're not here. So it is not our idea that we have an east-west orientation, but I strongly recommend that we have the north-south, where we have the ties. And we have very strong ties. I've got relatives all up and down of the I-5 corridor, and I've got relatives over in Yuba City. And anybody says that there's not a strong connection with the Yuba-Sutter area is absolutely incorrect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else would like to come up? Anyone who has not spoken yet, we really would like to listen to you. Ah, thank you, sir. Come on up. Brave man.
Larry Vergas, Sutter County. Well, they all talked and I didn't. I just wanted to repeat, I think that the emphasis ought to be more on the 99 corridor as opposed to the I-5 corridor, which includes Colusa County, which is okay, and Glynn County, which probably should be included. But when you talk about the Tri-County area, then you're really talking about the 99 corridor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. Anyone else? We could give you a second round. Please come on up.
Thank you again, Nick Spaulding. If we could do a map of the corridor, the 80 corridor, Nevada City, Grass Valley. When we're looking at the map, we see two corridors going north-south, and the corridor that goes most east-west is the 80 corridor. And as you can see, there's a direct Sacramento diagonal northeast up into Reno, Tahoe, and those areas. If we're speaking corridors, the people who move to Nevada City are usually on the 49 corridor, and Grass Valley, Nevada City is the old mining country. It's a tourist attraction, and a lot of people in the, going back to this foothills issue, if you speak to people such as myself who live in the foothills, they say something very simple. I wanted to be above the fog and below the snow. I don't know if the Indians first came up with that, but I think really it becomes more apparent that if there was such a bonding that was naturally occurring between down in the valley, Yuba County, and our neighbor to the east, Grass Valley, Nevada City, you would see representation here. So it would seem that you're asking us where we want to be. And now if you ask them where they want to be, that's another issue. But when you're saying somebody wants us to be with them, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, maybe there is some imbalance somewhere. So, and after a number of months in Russia, I didn't smile because it didn't help. So I just passed that on, that Supervisor Vasquez has a very strong connection with the Hmong community and a very notable Hmong patriarch passed on recently. And the local sentiment and outpouring for his passing was commemorated very strongly in the community, and we supported that. So I would say part of their lack of inclusiveness is that we're more outgoing, and they are there, and if you go to them, they speak clearly and they speak forcefully, and they have an extremely strong family structure, which oddly enough is something we in the Western side of things, with all the government programs we need, show that the family structure is under attack. So it's a real plus for us that we have a strong indigenous family culture oriented, and the Asian communities are known for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Spaulding. That's very insightful. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Please, absolutely.
I just wanted some clarification. I'm not, many of the speakers address this, so it's not to any one of you in particular, but maybe to folks who talked about the that Yuba and Sutter were one, and then that became a conversation about sort of the larger metropolitan area, you know, that we're in now. But I was wondering if, and it's what this gentleman just said, when the folks who think it's similar, are they talking about the Yuba part that's close to Sutter, or even the more eastern part of Yuba County that's more on the foothills? Whether that is also included in your description that they're that they're so tied to Sutter.
Please come up to the mic. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
I live pretty far up. It's borderline. Where I live in Brownsville, you have 35 minutes. So we're kind of right there where we can go either way. So that's, I see us, Commissioner Blanco, you know, being tied with either one of those areas, and we're very connected school-wise with Yuba Sutter, because our children go to school at the high school. They have the bus service that comes up and picks them up and goes on down. So we're very much tied to Yuba Sutter. It goes all the way up to goes clear up to LaPorte, where it then becomes Plumas. There's kids coming down to where we live. We have a school, Yuba Feather, that is in Challenge, which is right there by Brownsville. It's a little tiny town. I mean, we have 150 students in the school, so it's real small. But they come down to that elementary school, K to 5. Then those children are then bused down when they're in sixth grade to Loma Rica, which is Foothill Middle School. And there's some charter schools and whatnot in the area, too, and some homeschooling. But for the most part, the students are taken down to Foothill. Then they're transported from Foothill on down to Marysville High School. So you see, we are very much a part of the Yuba-Sutter area. All of our kids were very involved in sports. And, of course, we have our sports biggest games are with Yuba City. And, you know, who's going to beat? Who's going to win that game? And a lot of our kids, my daughter was a lifeguard all through high school, and she worked in Yuba City where the swimming pool is, Gauche Park, and it used to be out on Gray Avenue. So they worked in Yuba City. So, I mean, for anybody to say that we're not connected at the hip is just ludicrous. There you go.
Thank you. Please come up, sir.
One of the other questions that comes to my mind is it would seem playing a defensive game, saying, please don't separate us. But I haven't heard any arguments as to why it's a great idea to separate us off toward the east. Did the commissioners receive some kind of proposal that this would, you know, alter some inequity or something? County foothills are not the same as Grass Valley, Nevada City. They're just not the same altitude, timberland, circuitous roads. And also, if we had a, do we have the map from of the that lot? Yes. I don't know if somebody can help me.
We're all. Can we help you by posting on screen the map as well,
there.
Mrs. Spaulding?
Yes.
Should we post on our screen the map?
I don't know if you have this, Yuba County, California. But all I want to mention is that these dark areas are mountains, and there's a reason people go downhill. Oh, sorry. If you look, these darker areas are cavernous, mountainous areas. So when you look at a topographic map, you understand something you don't understand there. And also, demographically, the average age of downtown Yuba-Sutter is maybe 30 to 31 or 35, something like that. Your demographics show that. But in the zip codes up in the foothills, it goes up to 49, 51, something like that. So your populous demographic in the foothills is one of the reasons it's sparse, and it's an older population, a little more education, a little more home ownership, residence. So to say that there's something up in the foothills that needs to be connected farther east really means going down to the flatland and then back up the hills. There is a way to get through the hills to Nevada City, Grass Valley, but it's so scenic. As a vacation, it's a great route, but going anywhere, it's not. Most people prefer a little longer. And so I'm just saying that in absence of some great argument coming from the east that graphically changes something, we don't really see it. And it hasn't been convincing. We haven't even heard that argument here.
Question, which is right now Sutter County and Yuba are in two different assembly districts. Any reactions to that?
I was going to add when I was talking before, could you put the map up of Yuba County, Sutter County?
Please put that up.
Actually, I was talking of the 99 corridor, and I think this addresses what you're speaking of. If you put the two counties up and maybe highlight them, or the tri-county area, Sutter County, Yuba County, Butte County. Okay, and then if you add, as I inferred before, Colusa County and Glenn County, you have basically an assembly district if you add up that population, and they're light counties, they're agricultural and rural. Add Glenn County to that.
Give us a minute.
It's pretty
here.
Close to an assembly district.
Yeah, there we go.
Which is of light counties. Thank you.
Okay. Does someone else want
to? Did that answer?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you.
Does someone else want to address that question from Commissioner Blanco? Commissioner Blanco, any other questions? Commissioner Dye.
Yeah, I was just going to note for those of you who may not have watched the Reading public hearing yesterday, there was a suggestion of a very large east to west Northern California district that would perhaps strengthen the voice, particularly of rural and agricultural communities, rather than just following the transportation corridor. So that was, you know, something that we posed to the folks who attended our public hearing up there. Would you rather have, you know, three districts that run north and south where the population density is heaviest on the bottom and therefore might be more influenced by cities and suburbia type of concerns? Or would you rather have one district that runs east-west where you have someone who's perhaps going to be more dedicated to your interests. So that was kind of the question further up north. One other comment on the transportation corridors, that even though there were not very good transportation.
Logistics for the state senator, just to represent them and the campaign and everything, it's really a problem. So there's an example where, yeah, Del Norte, there's a couple counties up there that can actually make it difficult for our state senator. Going back to her comment about the Yuba and Sutter, they're split. They're two different assembly districts, and that's one reason why I personally would lobby for the connection, was that there will have one assembly, and the state senate already is in Sutter, so then now we've got basically overlapping districts, assembly and state senate, and maybe a little less up there in the Mount Shasta. Anyway, that's it. I hope that helps you.
Commissioner Royal.
That I had it on. One of the things that I would strongly—what did he say? Okay, there we go. Thank you. One of the things that I would suggest to the public, both here at the hearing and those who are listening or watching online, is to probably try to listen to or read the transcripts of the hearings that are close to you. For example, the hearing we had yesterday, because I think once the commission actually starts drawing maps, it's not just a little piece here and a little piece there. It's obviously all going to fit together in some way. And so what happens a few miles away is going to have some impact. And it might give you a sense of some of the things you want to continue to express to the commission as we go forward, not only in our first draft, but in review phase after each draft, and then getting down to the final maps.
Commissioner DiGilio.
I apologize. I seem to be losing my voice, but I'd like to follow up on Commissioner Raya. I think it would be a very helpful aspect for us as a commission is to receive some of the perspective from all regions as they look not just in their areas, their cities, their counties, their communities of interest, but to kind of look at things around you. And I would encourage you to look at it in terms of the population as well. Again, we mentioned those numbers. I feel like today I've heard a lot of wonderful testimony about Sutter, Yuba, Butte, even taking into consideration is maybe to take a look at this at the larger picture, and you might be able to provide some additional suggestions. Decisions will have to be made north, south, east, west, urban, rural, and your input would be valuable as we go forward. And I'm sure my fellow commissioners will remind you, but the opportunity to submit comments online, written, to attend other regional meetings will be there as well. So we encourage you to continue this process and would be a great assistance to us.
Commissioner Dye.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I mean, it really is a math problem. One of the challenges we have in Northern California is not enough people. So we will be, you can look at the problem. We're going to have to put areas together that may not be obvious. So then the question is, who do you want to be placed with and who would you absolutely not want to be placed with? And that will help us because the question, that came up before is, we do have as a mandate to try to keep cities and counties together as much as possible. But we're not always going to be able to do that because certainly in the case of the congressional districts, we can have a deviation of one person. So you can imagine we're going to have to maybe skirt in and grab some more people sometimes. And the reasoning behind Commissioner Blanco's previous question is, is there a natural line somewhere even within Yuba County? If we were forced to split the county to grab some more people, would there be a natural dividing line there too? So I would really encourage you to actually play with some of these numbers and see what would the ideal district look like in consideration that, folks from other areas are going to be speaking up as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Dyer. We do have another speaker. Could you please come up, please?
I, in the interest of full disclosure, this next speaker is my longtime business partner and co-owner of the Avid Reader.
Right. Thank you. So I'm Alzada Knickerbocker. I'm a resident of Davis, so dipping back down into another county. I've been there over 30 years. I'm a small business owner. I own a bookstore there, and my customers are residents from Davis, so I feel I know that town pretty well. First, as a resident of California, an American, and a voter, I just want to say I'm extremely grateful for special interests, the lobbyists, and those politically powerful of whatever political persuasion. Thank goodness for all of us in this state. Prop 11 and 20 affirmed that this had to change. Second, in this context, I have a recommendation for redrawing the lines where I live to put power and representation back in the control of the individual voter by more accurately representing the communities of interest in my area.
Ms. Knickerbocker, did I say that right?
That's right.
Could you give our mappers a moment to pull up the
I beg your
maps?
Pardon?
Could you give our mappers a moment to pull up that area?
Davis in Yolo County, next to Sacramento.
All right. Are we there? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. In geographical specifics, this means taking the town I resided in over three decades, Davis, and placing it in a district with like voters. Davis is a college, a university town. It's in a county, Yolo, that is primarily agricultural. Its natural affiliations are more with Sacramento than other Yolo County farming communities like Woodland, Winters, and Esparto, among others. Many of its residents are employed by the university or by the state and share the outlook of those in our capital. Should you need to divide the county to accomplish your population goals, West Sacramento, also in Yolo County, has a stronger connection to Sacramento than the other more rural towns in the county. So in sum, I suggest realigning Davis and West Sacramento with the city of Sacramento and maintaining the current geographical and voting alliances of the other agricultural towns in Yolo County. So redrawing the lines to give integrity back to the voting process is revolutionary. So you and what you are doing are the hope of we the people today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Knickerbocker. Did our members get that? Next speaker.
Hello, my name is Donna Johnston. I am the Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters of Sutter County. It's a pleasure to speak with you today. I would like to again express an interest in keeping Yuba and Sutter together as whole counties. Whatever you decide to do is to urge you to keep the county as a whole and not split the county.
Hello, Commissioners. David Salaberry from Berkeley. This is just a process issue. I know that the staff is working very, very hard to get transcripts of all of these hearings posted and also the videos posted, but there is a significant delay. I'm not sure where it is as far as the video goes, but it seems to be about at least a week or maybe even longer than that. And therefore, people who have not captured the live streaming, you know, it's not possible to find out what's going on. As well, the actual written transcripts, I'm not sure where we are in terms of what we have posted right now, you know, on the website, but it would certainly help to have the written transcripts available much, much more quickly, and not just as PDF files, but if it were possible to post them as Word files or whatever so that they would be searchable without having to go into the, you know, the thing and, you know, hack it and pull it apart so you can actually find out what people said. In a written form. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I know we had a discussion on that, and I think we decided that technically the transcript would not be. Oh, can you hear me now? I know the commission had talked about this before, and I think our decision was that for practical reasons, we would not be able to have the transcript posted until 6 or 7 days later because of the cost, and it just takes that long. Am I correct? Obviously, if we can get it out today, we would do that, but it's just a matter of logistics. Does that make sense?
It was a real cost issue. It was way more expensive to do it the next day.
But we're trying very hard to get it out on online as soon as possible. Okay, next speaker. Anyone else? We're going into a second round. Love to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
Frank Cecil again. I live in Browns Valley in Yuba County. But there's also in Sutter County, there's a very large Sikh community of from India. And I don't know, are you going to have hearings over in Sutter County, or is this is it?
How large that community is, population-wide? It's very large. Over 10,000. Well, that's a sizable.
Yeah. When they have their annual get together, the folks come in from all over the Bay Area. They come in from all of the Central Valley, and they gather in Yuba City. They block off one of the major streets that goes through there, and it's an all-day celebration. And yeah, so there's, and as somebody estimated, in excess of 10,000.
So. Do you think it's a language issue again, or
no? I think maybe they didn't get the word.
We're not working hard enough to get out there, or what? What do you think? You can hear me, right?
Certainly, the leaders don't have a communication problem. That's very obvious because they're involved community wise through Yuba City, and I don't hear much even people from Yuba City being here. So I'm thinking that. I don't know, must have fallen in a river or something. I don't know.
We are trying to reach out to these communities, but, you know, sometimes we just don't know how to do it. So yeah. We're looking for some advice from you guys.
Well, actually, some of these folks are, I shouldn't say they're not from USA. Certainly they're from USA, but speak for yourself.
The population of the Sikh in Sutter County, there are also several in Yuba County, mostly agricultural people. All seem to speak English fluently. The board of city council, city council in Yuba City has one Punjabi American, as he calls himself, on their council. The Sikh parade that was held several weeks ago drew well over 100,000 people.
Oh my God.
A large portion of Yuba City was cordoned off, no traffic. Super group of people definitely need to be part of the whole issue that you guys are working on.
Thank you. Commissioner DiGilio, and then Commissioner Raya.
I would just like to take a moment again. I think we are a new commission. We are doing things differently. So I understand that many people probably see public notices for events and come give us your testimony, and as the gentleman spoke earlier. It's a sentiment that I think many of us share. That's why we were interested in getting on this commission, is what can I do? I'm just one person, and even if I give, could, because we feel it's that important to do so. But based on this short time frame that we've been given, we're trying to reach out in a regional basis. And I would ask those that are here that have been passionate about this to serve as ambassadors, to go back to your communities and say, this really is important for you. You know the groups you just told us about, and you have to be the person to say they will listen to you. So submit your information to us. You can it may be impossible to travel. There are some far distances for the next meetings, but we encourage you to do things online, again, by mail. Watch our webcast. You can cook dinner and watch us. that's a mother speaking, multitasking right there. But you can watch us on the video later. You can get a sense, and I encourage everybody to do so, and then you can have a better sense of where we're going, what the thoughts are, the concerns, and it would be helpful for you to, again, to serve as the ambassadors for us, if you would. We're doing our best to reach out, but we can only go so far. So we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Commissioner Raya.
I would be interested if any members of the community, I'm on the Public Information Advisory Committee for the Commission, and we have made what we think is a pretty wide effort to reach out through ethnic media across the state, but we clearly must be missing some people. So if you are aware of a radio outlet or a newspaper that may be published by a particular community or other ways in which we could reach out, if you would please let us know that, either write it down on a piece of paper and leave it with us today or email it to us, whatever would be convenient. But that would also be a big, big help. Thank you.
Please come up, Mrs. Spaulding. You know, while Mr. Spaulding is coming up, I just want to share some information with you. What we're all talking about and doing this moment is historic. And many states will look at California. How did you reach out to such a diverse state? I think it's where the... Oh, my God. Okay, let's just, how's that? This is a very historic moment. As you know, California is the most diverse state in the union. And so in many respects, what we are doing here, including what you're saying, to reach out to all of our communities is a very historic.
We will be having so many business meetings in Sacramento, which is not next door, but it's not a terrible length of time to drive. And any of our input hearings all across the state, as well as our business meetings, are an appropriate venue to receive feedback on the boundaries for any other part of the state. So if you happen to be in Los Angeles for the week and there's an input hearing there, if you give feedback at that hearing, it won't get lost. It will get heard by the commissioners. It will get cataloged in the appropriate region. So there are other ways to give in-person testimony, as well as the electronic submissions and the mail and fax options.
Thank you. Next speaker. Okay, now we've got two here. Ladies first. I knew that would win.
I just have a question. I believe toward the beginning of the meeting you were talking about some dates that you were going to be, I assumed, back here? No? With maps and all that, no?
No, I gave, am I on? Am I gave this schedule for the whole summer. We won't be back in Marysville.
You will not be back here ever?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have meetings throughout the state in the other eight regions of the state. We have, I don't know, I think our total number of meetings was 63 or 67, something like that. We
so
have some to be determined meetings dates that are blocked out, but locations not selected for July, so depending upon where we think we need them at the time. But the schedule will be is that we will do all these input meetings. They will come up with a draft map on about June 10th. We'll take that back, and you'll have a chance to see that. I'd be online, and you can comment on that, and we'll go back and take those comments and draw maps again for the whole state, and we'll take those back to the public and ask for comments, and then we'll come up about July 26th. There are centers throughout the state. There's the closest one here in Sacramento that lets you do just exactly what we're doing here, and it's staffed. The one in Sacramento happens to be in the public library at 9th and I Street. And as I said, staff with people can help you do it, and you can play with the software and come up with your own maps.
Now, the reason I was asking is you were asking us to reach out to those different ethnic groups in our community that weren't here today because obviously they didn't hear enough about this to know it was important to even be here. And so they're not getting to do any input on it.
19th.
May 19th.
Auburn.
And can I follow up on Commissioner Forbes? He mentioned the redistricting assistance sites. If you would like to play with maps similar to what you see today and submit maps, the redistricting assistance sites that are throughout California are beginning, correct me if I'm wrong, are beginning to do remote access so that you can, instead of having to physically go to one of the sites, that the closest being Sacramento, is you will be able to do this with, via computer and pull up a map, do some numbers, see where your population is, see where your lines are, look at the whole state, and you can submit it. Is it Fresno that is the one that is remote access capabilities right now? I think you need to, I think they're working on it, but I think if you make some connections.
Yeah, you can, if you email the Fresno site, the contact information is in the guidebook. You can set up getting remote access, and we're working on it for the other sites. And that's the redistricting group at Berkeley is putting that together.
What we mean by that is this technology that you see here is very simple to use. So many of the questions that you have asked, you can go to this site, community assessment site in Fresno, and it's the address is posted on our website. You go to this site, and there's a little laptop just like that, and there's someone on site that will help you draw those lines, just as we did today. In other words, you become a mapper yourself, and it's very easy to do. So if you really want to try it, I'd encourage you to do that. Yes.
The handout that you received when you came in, on page 10, it has the contact information for those redistricting assistance sites.
And you can submit that to us online. So all of these communities that we have not reached out to, and you have the ability to reach out on our behalf, help them go to this site and draw their maps, because you can submit those maps to us online. You don't have to be present at these meetings. Does that make sense? Okay. Anyone else out there? Yes, Mrs. Spaulding. You're dominating our discussions.
Well, the reason for that is some of us in this room are on the last lap of a four-year process of updating our general plan. And you have our sympathy. It's nice to. So you're competing with split-second, multi-million-dollar ad campaigns, and families are torn in different directions and to try to travel to different communities. But I would encourage one thing is that the more that the message can be focused on the grassroots issue, the more the language can be digested down, simmered down, so to speak. We put out, at the significant cost, I would imagine, 30,000 brochures this same size, but it was full color and glossy all the way through. And ostensibly, it was to introduce the idea to all the people, come downtown and participate. But 90% of the people thought it meant, oh, they finally finished it. So, you know, 28 people show up. So I encourage you to do that. And also, on your bio material, there are Republicans, there are Democrats, and there are decline to state. I would suggest sharing pizzas with people. You can have half mushroom if you like, but share some pizza together. And what separates us is generally more rhetorical or pie in the sky on both ends. And we really, we're fighting for the middle. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Spaulding. Okay, I think we are reaching the end. I don't see any more hands going up. I don't see eyes looking at us, and I want to speak. So I'd like to wrap it up, and I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this Sunday with us. Yes, Commissioner Raya?
I just had one comment because, you know, the commissioners look at ourselves and feel that we're trying to be representative of and reach out to the diversity that is California. But I would like to express my admiration for this community being so open and gracious about speaking on behalf of the diversity in your community, even though those people, for whatever reason, are not present today. I'm just very struck by your openness and your appreciation for what you have here.
Any other commissioners would like to say something? Okay, I'd like to give the mic over to my buddy here, Commissioner Geary, who would like to summarize our meeting today.
And Butte County, but it's being live streamed throughout California and throughout the nation. This is an experiment in democratic politics, in deliberative democracy, and I think that we're certainly committed to doing the best that we can do, but we can only work with testimony that is provided to us. So we really appreciate all of you taking time this Sunday to join us. We want to thank you all for doing that. We also want to express our appreciation for Yolo County, especially Andy Vasquez, for facilitating this facility. So
he meant Yuba County.
Yuba. So that that's called a faux pas, right? So Andy Vasquez, you know, I moved you over to Yolo. I'm redistricting already, right? So we want to thank him and the county for providing the information. Certainly, your testimony has been very informative and very thoughtful, and you've been very gracious in accommodating us. So besides the public hearing that we have here today, as was mentioned, there is a process for electronic submission. So don't feel for yourselves that, you know, this train's going to leave and you're never going to see it again, because you can be with us every step of the way. So we want you to submit additional comments and testimony via the net to the Voters Act First at crc.ca.gov. You have a toolkit that's been made available, and we want you to use that. That also includes a fax number, 916-322-0904, and then you can also mail in your input to our present address at 1130 K Street, Suite 101 in Sacramento. We are going to be moving. We expect to move at the end of May, but that's still a good address for the interim. We will post our new address once we have it on the net itself. So as far as the outreaching to the communities, specifically the Sikh community, the Hmong community, and the Latino Hispanic community, we really want to call on you to help us with that. The toolkit, the guide that we have given you, has been organized in such a way that it is, as you've spoken, and we have a wonderful consultant, Q2, here that's been capturing every word, not only digitally, but we're also capturing audio as well. And as was mentioned before, there's written transcripts that will be made available of all of your comments and our responses. So we're kind of on a roadshow right now, starting in Redding, moving on to, secondly, to Yuba County. And then next week, on Wednesday, we'll be in San Luis Obispo. On Thursday, we're going to be in Bakersfield. On the next day, we're going to be in Hanford. And then we're going to move on to Merced. And then the following week, we're going to be another section in the L.A. area, Long Beach, L.A. Civic Center, et cetera. So the timeline for this whole process spans generally through August 15th. So we are having these input hearings during April and May. Then on June the 10th, we hope to develop our first draft maps. At that time, we're going back to the community, essentially saying, when we went throughout California, the information that you gave us has been translated into these maps. Here they are. What do you think? Right? And even though we might not be coming specifically back to Marysville, they will be posted online for your review so that you can give us your feedback as well. Once we have those maps, then we're going to do another round of tripping around California, asking for feedback on those maps. Then on July the 1st, we hope to have a second set of maps, and then once again, going throughout California, posting on the net, looking for input and feedback on those maps. And then along about June the 26th, we will have developed the final set of maps, and then we'll post those for final comments in July. Yes. So, and all of that to occur finalizing the process kind of around August 15th, when we have to provide the certified maps to the Secretary of State. So our mission then, as I hope you see, I took away a quotation yesterday out of Reading. Essentially, a gentleman came up and said, life ain't fair, just draw squares, right? So I walked away with that, and as I mentioned to them, when I think of Reading, that quotation is going to come up again. So I'm going to have a list of quotations from our redistricting hearings throughout California, and maybe we'll put it on the net at the end of the process. But one that I'm taking away here today is we're not asking for justice, but that injustice will be spread equally, right? So I'll take that away. Actually, we're in the process of trying to do this as fair and as just as we possibly can. The more information that we have from you, California, then the better that we'll reach that objective. So let me just also just kind of finish by thanking the staff, especially Q2 and our audio AGP video, and also our commission staff, our executive director and assistants, and certainly Janice and our public information officer, and all of the staff that really, you know, kind of help put this together so that we can go out and meet with all of California. But just to finish up, I would like to offer a final opportunity for some of the commissioners that might want to further make some comments about, you know, this meeting that we've had with you. We'll start with over on our right. So if you have any further comments, Jeannie, go for it.
Yeah, I think Commissioner Rye already said her piece. I also really enjoyed hearing from you. This is a part of the state that I've driven by before and never stopped, so I'm glad that we had some time to spend together today. And just want to reiterate what the other commissioners have mentioned here, that we understand that public hearings are not for everyone, so, you know, we aren't going to be discouraged by the turnout, but we do hope that you go back to people you know are community leaders and do ask them to check these maps online and go ahead and submit their input either online, by telephone, by fax, whatever. You have a couple of months to do it, so please help us out in this process.
That's all right. Thank you very much for...
And I would just like to add to your testimony that I really do appreciate your civility and respect to each other as well, and being able to take into consideration the questions from commissioners and giving us feedback, listening to us, and being able to respond to. I think you set a very nice but productive tone that I hope we can continue as we move through this process. So thank you very much.
And I'm just glad to see the north part of the state as well represented as they were today.
I kind of enjoyed the smile on some of your faces when one of my fellow commissioners says you need more population. And my feeling was you didn't want that. But the price you pay for the style of life that you've come to is you're going to be in a very large geographic district, and we're going to try to figure out how that happens.
This has been a very eye-opening and productive session for me. I'm leaving here today with a clear understanding that Yuba and Sutter counties are intricately tied together. You made that point very clear. Thank you for sharing your views.
I don't have much to add except thank you very much. And I was also struck by how comfortable people were expressing opposing views in a very civil way. And I hope that remains so throughout the state. I'm not convinced it will. But maybe if they watch you today, they'll get a little lesson in civility.
As was mentioned at the very, very beginning of the session, you are our second outreach meeting of the 60-some that we have scheduled so far. And based on the reception that we receive at Reading and also here today from at Marysville, I'm very, very pleased with and also looking forward to the remaining 60-plus meetings. It certainly has been a very pleasant experience, and on a personal basis, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
And I echo those as well. It's been a very informative session for me, and I really do appreciate your spending a Sunday afternoon with us, and it's been very helpful for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, please, come on up. Come on up. There's always a word for you.
I just would like to thank all of you from all of us, I'm sure, for spending a Sunday afternoon with us. Thanks a lot, all of you.
Thank you.